this domain. A gangly man with a wild shock of premature white hair. His eyes shone with a fervent, near obsessive light. He spoke in a voice filled with hushed reverence, as though each chipped teacup and yellowed postcard held secret worth guiding with his life. One grey afternoon, a young woman named Isabel Morio sought refuge from the downpour in the House of Relics. An inspiring historian, with a head full of dates and a heart yearning for tangible remnants of the past. She felt an inexplicable pull towards the cluttered shop. Admin greeted her with unwavering enthusiasm. "Ah, a kindred spirit," he proclaimed, gesturing grandly. "Tell me what draws you into the stories." Isabel initially started, found herself drawn into Edmund's world. He showed her dented music box that still whizzed out of haunting walls. A soldier's helmet from a war long forgotten. A cold steel edged with countless tiny scratches. Each object, he explained, held a fragment and unique narrative. His task, his sacred duty as artifact keeper, was to preserve these whisperers from the reverence of the oblivion. Isabel initially started, found herself drawn into Edmund's world. He showed her a dented music box that still whistled out of haunting walls, a soldier's helmet from a war long forgotten, its cold steel etched with countless tiny scratches. Each object, he explained, held a fragment of unique narrative. His task, his sacred duty as artifact keeper, was to preserve these whisperers from the reverence of oblivion. Isabel returned day after day. Edmund became his eccentric mentor, schooling her into the subtle art of discerning an object's hidden tale. There was lessons in patina and provenance, the peculiar tilt of handwriting that could betray a long-concealed emotion. Under his tutelage, Isabel realized that even the most mundane of objects held the potential for extraordinary stories. One day, tucked in a dusty box labeled Miss Linney's, Isabel discovered a tarnished locket. As she held it, her fingers tracing its intricate floral design, an image flickered into her mind. A bustling city square. The scent of freshly baked bread. A young woman's fleeting smiles as she clasped the locket round her neck. The vision started her, so vivid and so visceral. Sharing this with Edmund, she watched as a look of deep concern shadowed his face. Some objects carry strong echoes than others. He trailed, hesitating, etched off his features. Edmund then told her the tales of other artifact keepers, those whose lives had been consumed by the potent memory bound within the objects they protected. There was a meticulous edge of his voice, a hint that he himself had danced previously close to that abyss. Isabel was both fascinated and chilled.